Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
And we have been on a break for the last, I don't know. It was July through really late November.
Almost December, so like,
Roughly. So, we already have an episode that we recorded right before we took the break. And as part of our break, I didn't really want to even fuck with the episode that we recorded. So we don't really remember what's on that episode. So,
But here it is.
Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
Sexy, feisty, Latina, Hispanic, Mexicana that she is.
Oh my God. You just said a shit ton of adjectives. Adam's cute.
I'm unloved. Some people prefer to use the term whipped, but we don't, we're not into BDSM.
Not yet.
Well, we're kind of. I mean, I've tied you up a few times.
Okay, okay.
Back to the intro. You've beaten me up a couple times.
Back to the intro.
Oh, okay. So, couple of things.
New things,
yes. We all like new things. Do we? You don't like new things.
No. I don't like change.
I know, that's why you didn't vote for Obama. Fun fact, Kelly does not like Obama. I'm kidding.
Stop.
Politics aside, we have a new website. Some of you might have seen it. We have a blog post up, and the header image on that is Kelly's ass.
Yay.
So, if you want to see what Kelly's beautiful ass looks like, go check it out. The other part of it is it's...
What's the website domain name so they can check it out,
You're not wrong. Well, I was going to, like, give them a lot of information. Entice them.
No,
hit them with the domain name.
Okay. Just tell them the domain name.
TheNakedRelationship.com. So, that's our website. It's got links to every podcast platform that we are on. It's also got the blog. It's got information for you to...
send us stuff, whatever you want to send us.
Yeah,
feedback would be great.
Yes, we've already got one feedback, which we will give you a shout out later on.
I love that you love my voice. That is so sweet.
Let's see.
I loved it.
This person's name is really sweet with their email. It was Tom.
Love you, Tom.
Yes, we'll just leave it at that. You're the first person, so you get a big shout out. And so... That was really cool. Tell us what you think about the podcast, the blogs. We'll keep those coming. Working on some new stuff for that as well. Again, that's thenakedrelationship.com. So another exciting thing is we have joined an affiliates program for Double Date Nation. We will leave a link below in the description for you to check them out. If you join, I believe the setup is we get like some sort of kickback from it. I'm not 100% sure. I just saw the platform. We've been on it for a couple of weeks.
Get on it so we can talk to you.
Yeah, get on it so we can talk to you. And another exciting thing is it's just the entire platform is just so clean. It looks like very, very modern. I can't really speak highly enough about the design of everything for that, which is why I reached out to them. So, yeah. That's the majority of the new things. Do you have any other the new things that you want to talk about?
Nope. Because you deal with all that stuff. I'm just the voice.
Well, you can't say that I deal with all the stuff. Because, I mean, you've been working a little bit on the Instagram. A little bit. But it's mostly been me.
Yeah, because you just like posting memes. And I really have no content to post.
I mean, we did post one of your beautiful boobies. Well, yeah. In a shirt. Ago. But, Yeah.
Okay, I will try to be better, guys.
Okay, so we did want to give a shout-out to TR Golf on Instagram. You are responsible for us recording this podcast tonight. Kelly didn't want to, and I told her that you had asked us when our new episode was going to be, and she was like, well, if you can show me that comment and it's real, I will do it. And so here we are.
Here we are. Thank you, TR Golf.
Gracias, amigo. Well, that's about a 4-minute long intro.
Yeah.
Also, social media, TNR Podcasts for Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And email us on our website now.
Naked Relationship Podcast with a T.
Babe.
At gmail.com.
I literally just said email us on our website so that way they would go to our website.
Or fill you out can a email form. Us too, because I would like
to. On our website. Through okay, the contact whatever. Form.
First topic. Adam got laid by a girl.
And her name was not Rosie or Rosita Palms or Pamela Henderson. Although those fine ladies have been getting a lot of work. I mean, one of them is looking pretty roughed up right now. No,
tell us about your experience. Okay,
so this lady, she's a college student at one of the local major universities here in the area. Not to name any names, but if you're a college football fan, you will have heard of them. Fuck the SEC. So we matched on Bumble while I was at a professional soccer game a couple weeks ago, and we just kind of hit it off because one of her favorite artists is my favorite artist, and in my Bumble profile I say John Bellion fans to the front, or something along those lines, and she said that's what made her swipe right, and so we ended up chatting a little bit. I told her I'm in a sexually non-monogamous relationship, something along those lines. She was intrigued, and then we decided to meet up the next day. And this was something that I'd been wanting to do for a long, long time. Not just sex with a lady, but sex with an African-American lady.
Oh. Ooh. How was it?
Ella es muy caliente.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was hot. It was very strange because it wasn't you.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was just, we ended up going, just, we planned on meeting up for some cafefe, and then maybe going from there and seeing if we would fuck or whatever and all those other things. And so we ended up, I picked her up, we got in mi carro, and we drove to Starbucks, and there was a lot of people in the building. So we ended up just going drive through, and then we just kind of went back to her place. And that's kind of like, you know, a little awkward, like, small talk conversation before you fuck, and you're just like, do we continue with the small talk and make it more awkward? Mm-hmm. Or do
you
we...
You just gotta own it. Listen, you just gotta be straightforward.
Well, anyway.
Okay, whatever. It's in the past.
Eventually, we started making out, and then, you know, I kind of took some of her clothes off and started doing things with my mouth to her body.
You're like so like...
It's so strange having to talk about this because like this, you're hearing about this for the first time because you don't want to know.
Yeah, so our dynamic, it's changed because like after he got back from this play date with this woman...
Well, let me...
Okay, well finish then so I can say my spiel.
I mean, I finished in the condom.
Okay, good job.
So... We did the do, and then I come home. No, I'm kidding. So we start making out on the bed, and then I take her clothes off, and I'm going down on her, and, like, I'm focusing really hard on making her come. Which and
all guys should do. Thank you.
I know.
It's not just about your nut. I want mine, too.
You're definitely right. But, it was funny because, well, it's not funny. I spent probably a good, like, while down there.
Which is what you should do.
I'm not saying that I shouldn't or shouldn't or that she should be grateful or anything like that.
You're making it sound like it was a fucking, that's what it makes it sound like.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like all men can agree on one thing, and that is that it takes women a long time to come.
Yeah, because it does.
So that's my whole thing.
Okay.
And so, I'm finger fucking her and eating her out, and she's also, like, playing with her clit while all this is going on. And finally, she comes, and it's great. I feel like I did my job. And she's, like, excited about that. And so, I can't remember. It's been it's been a week and a half. So then we just start... I think we did, like, missionary first or something like that, and then that evolved into doggy, and then that evolved into me coming in the condom. And I'm pretty sure they can hear the wind fan, babe.
Well, I don't want to be hearing this, and yet you're telling me I'm trying to focus on other things.
Okay, do you want me to, like, not...
Yeah, just finish your story. I just want you to finish.
So then we fuck, like, two more times. No, one more time. I'm sorry. And then we, and then I just got dressed and came home, and you, were... Well, no, you can take over.
Okay, so our dynamic is very interesting, because Adam likes to hear about my sexual escapades, like, in detail.
And I like the physical cleanup, too. Like, I like going down on you and cleaning it out. And...
Yes, he loved that. And I am more than grateful to tell him all the dirty little details about everything.
Because it makes you feel accepted, right?
Yeah, it makes you feel accepted. Like, I love that he loves it. So, but I learned recently, a week and a half ago, that I do not want to know all the details. I want to know the basics, the minimum requirements. I just want to know that you left the house, when you got there, when you finished, and when you're coming home. Okay? And when he came home, he, like, immediately wanted, like, to kiss and make out and have sex. And I wasn't very comfortable with that at that point. And I just kind of, I wasn't mean, but I just didn't voice those concerns immediately because I was still trying to figure those things out myself.
But, like, you also kind of, like, made me feel, like, unwanted.
Yeah, I made you feel unwanted, which I'm so sorry
for. Like, rejected. Because, like, you're, like, I think I lean in for a kiss and you're just like, mm-mm. And then, like, you just kind of needed space.
I do. I did need some
and
space.
So, like, but I don't remember if you communicated that or not.
I didn't communicate.
So it was like, I really just felt like rejected.
Yeah. And that was
all those other things.
My fault, but I was still learning that because that was your first time ever playing with someone by yourself. And it was just very strange to me. That was a woman. Okay.
Well.
Who else did you play by yourself?
Well, the threesome with Destiny and Daniel. Like,
yeah,
way back
and you,
whenever.
I rejected you then, too.
Yeah, you did. Because, like, it was like you gave me permission to, and then I did, and then, like, you weren't ready for it.
I guess I wasn't mentally there. But
yeah,
it's all about discovery and learning and growing together. And now we know that I do not want to know all the details. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
I just want to know the basic minimum stuff, what's been going on, and... Yeah, that's how that goes.
Well, that wasn't the one and only time that we played. I went over again, like, 3 or 4 days later. We did it, like, 3 times or so, and then I came home. And, I don't know. Like, she's got a really nice personality, but I feel like outside of coitus, it's not really there.
Mm-hmm. Which it shouldn't be there, because we're just here for
Well,
sex.
No, I mean, like... In terms of, like, at least, like, a friendship or something like that. And
really? Do you want me to be friends with people I have sex with?
Well, you understand that when you, like, meet them for cafefe, you want to find some sort of commonality and common ground
where it
makes it a little bit more than just, like, a pump and dump.
Yeah, but, like, you don't want me to really become friends with these people, right? Start hanging out with them, things like that. You just want to... find commonalities that you both...
Exactly, and that's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Like, so I'm not getting at, like, me and her are gonna go play and then go, like, bowling for 3 hours and then grab a beer and all that stuff.
Okay. Just say that, because, like, friends, it makes it seem like you want to hang out with them outside of the sexual component.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
So, and then, like, another thing that, like, kind of is, like, I don't really care for is... She lives about 40 minutes away, which is okay. And I understand that, you know, some people might say, well, I should do all the driving, which is cool. But at the same time, you know, it's 40 minutes, and it's, like, I kind of feel like she should come here at least every other time or every couple of times or something like that.
Yeah. And the only reason she doesn't is because she's afraid of me. Which, like, who would be afraid of me?
Well, she's never even seen your face, I don't think.
Oh, God.
I don't think you're
a good picture of me if you do. Okay.
Well, she's afraid of running into you. And she's also afraid of dogs. And we have the sweetest dog Oh my God, Sydney Ma'am. I love my Sydney Ma'am. She is the sweetest dog. I can't say that enough, and I can't stress how sweet this dog is. I'm going to get a shirt made with her picture on it that says, I love my bitch.
Okay, so yeah, so there's that thing, which I feel like, okay, so this is actually, this is, has like, come up. I agree with you. Like, if you're having sex with someone, and it's kind of like a
friends with benefits situation.
Friends with benefits, and they kind of live far away. I feel like you should alternate who goes to whose place every other time, which I think is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that if you invite them for coffee and something, like, you should be, like, the guy should pay for, like, the coffee for her, too.
Okay.
Okay? I feel like that's a rule we need to, like, do now.
You just want free cafefe.
No, I just think the guy, like, if you invited her, you should be the one to pay.
Okay, what if she invites me?
Dutch. Yeah, I just think it's a nice gesture. I don't know why.
Well, I did text her this week and was like, hey, look, I'm not going to ignore you this week, but it's probably not going to happen because payday is Friday and I'm saving that gas.
Yeah, so, and that's totally understandable.
And like, I sent her that for a couple of reasons. One, so she wouldn't feel ignored.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was so that way, hopefully, she might say, oh, I can come to you, which mm-hmm. I knew wasn't going to happen, mm-hmm. but I still wanted to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So that's,
I'm not going to start a cat fight in my own apartment, and I'm more than okay with.
I know, like I've got a play date scheduled tomorrow, while you've got a cafefe date.
Yeah.
She's coming here, and, I mean, you've met her before. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, next topic.
Oh, shit. What is it?
Well, you wanted me to talk about how I have slowly decreased my playtime.
Yeah.
And I feel like, for me, it's just, like, I'm trying to focus on other things. Like, this swinger stuff is not all that we do. Like, we have jobs, we have friends and family and all this other crap going on in our lives. I have, like, mental health for me is, like, very frail. I'm trying to work on building that up. And it's hard, man. Having depression is, like, the worst thing ever. And I do not wish this on anyone. But it's really hard to, like, be working on, like, not being depressed.
Well, another part of it I think that's contributed is you've been working a fucking lot. Like, two fucking months.
Oh, my God. They promoted me at work to, like, a charge nurse. And I feel
Tell them what that means.
That means I am in charge during the shift for 12 hours. I am the boss.
She's the boss-ass lady.
Listen, guys, and I've avoided, like, being in positions of authority, like, in my nursing career, because I know how stress-induced that can make me. And they've decided to train me to be this charge nurse. And that just, like, added a shit ton of pressure these past couple of weeks. And I'm so grateful that they thought I was, like, a good enough person to be charged. So, yeah, that's been great, and that's kind of been, like, taking up most of my time. It's just, like, work stuff.
Well, you're trying to plan a trip with your sister.
Yeah, and I was also trying to plan a trip with my sister, but we're also trying to pay shit off. We paid off two things, which is great.
What did we pay off?
I paid off my phone.
Oh, and our wedding bands.
And our wedding bands.
Well, we also paid off my credit card, and then the next month it was maxed out again.
Yeah.
Which is a low limit. It was my first one.
Yeah.
But it's, like,
it's just so easy to swipe that card.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's, we bought you a bicycle,
mm-hmm.
and which we took out of our savings,
mm-hmm.
and then immediately after that, I took you to the bike shop because I was not about to let you ride without a helmet.
Yeah.
And I got you some shorts because your ass was going to thank me later. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong.
Okay. Got you some other necessities to go with the bike. Mm-hmm. So, that was, like, three quarters of my
anyway, it's back limit. To me.
Shoo. Technically, that was you.
Whatever. So, yeah, we've been trying to work on that stuff. And, like, I feel like my sex drive recently, like, to play with other people, comes in waves. Like, sometimes I really do, and sometimes I don't. Or sometimes I'm just fucking lazy, and I don't want to, like, get all dolled up for someone and, like, go have fun with them. Okay? Sometimes.
I think a lot of that also comes back to how much you've been working.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you, there was, what, last month you worked a minimum of, like, 4 days a week and sometimes five. Yeah. And next week you're working five.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
So, that's five 12-hour shifts at night.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, next week I work 5 days in a row, and we have couples therapy, and I got 2 doctor's appointments.
Not to mention the copious amounts of play dates.
Psh, whatever. No, my Bumble game has been strong.
Well, my pun game's strong.
So, yeah, I've been chatting with a few
males. Well, you did go on a play date, this past week or something? No, this weekend.
This weekend?
Or I think it was. Or no, it was like July 4th because I had the day off.
Yeah, I'll talk about that later. But yeah, so my playtime just kind of depends on my mood, what I'm feeling like, if I'm exhausted, if I'm stressed or depressed. So it just varies. But all the like, est. Usually I'm like a pretty open, bubbly person. It takes so much to be me.
Well, you're introverted.
And I'm very introverted. I just want to stay in my house. I do not want to go anywhere. I want to lay on the couch with my green blanket and watch some YouTube.
And, like,
this. And eat snacks.
And, like, this week I was, like, forcing you.
Yeah, he was fucking forcing me to leave my comfort zone. And I just, like, want to stay in here because, and do like, nothing.
If you do, you're going to sleep for, like, 16 hours. Because
I'm tired. I'm so tired.
But you're also not giving yourself any alone time for yourself.
I know. But I also.
Where you're awake.
I'm trying to find friends on my own organically, and it's not working.
And it's funny because I've set you up with, like, 2 females that are perfect for your friendship.
What kind of guy sets up a girl with, like, friends? Like, that's so weird.
Well, because.
I know. I love that you're trying. I love that you're trying.
Well, they're neighbors.
I know.
And they're always in the dog park. And one of them is going to be on our podcast. And one of them is. I don't know if she's just as much of a freak as you, but she's definitely got a wild side.
Okay, but I want to find my own friends, babe. I love that you're trying to find friends for me, but I want to do it on my own.
It's not even really that I'm trying to find them. It's just like I hang out with them at the dog park, and I'm like, oh, hey, you should. Well, no one forced you to invite her over to go get your nails did.
I just invited. Well, you kind of pushed it because I. Okay, yeah. Whatever. I feel like they're more your friends than mine. No. That's perfectly fine for you to have girlfriends.
No, it's not. In a non-romantic way.
Yes, girls that are friends. Okay. Third point we want to discuss, guys.
It's a long one, so.
Is it?
No, I don't know. What is it?
Telling people about our lifestyle.
I want to be an open book.
He does, and I'm more like.
To quote Jeff Welch, J. Warren Welch, I'm an open book in a society that doesn't fucking read.
I read books, babe.
Well, you're one in a million.
Okay. Anyways, Adam wants to tell the whole fucking world. I do not want to tell as many people as he does. Like, the only people that know are my therapist and my sister.
Lies.
Who else knows? Oh, and my best friends. That's it. Three groups of people. Best friend, sister, therapist. And tell me how many people recently have you told?
David? Neighbor at the dog park.
Other neighbor at the dog park. Your coworker. Like, well, three coworkers.
No, one coworker. And that's because I caught him on Grindr when he's got a boyfriend of, like, 6 months. And I was like, hey, are you guys in a non-monogamous relationship? Oh, yeah, we're semi-open. Oh, great. We're sexually open. And, like, 3 neighbors. And they are all at the dog park. And two of them we've already talked about. The ones that you claim that I've tried to, like, force upon you. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is just because, like, I knew he wouldn't give a fuck. And I was right. I told him we're swingers, and his response was, oh, cool. I told him I was a bisexual male. Oh, cool. It's the same, like, his best friend is a gay man who just got married, I believe, so congrats to you. Not that you'll ever listen, but yeah. And they're all, like, cool people, and they're all very open-minded, so.
Yeah, and I love that you want to be open and tell people, but I do not.
And no boo-boo.
And I feel like you try to force that on me sometimes.
Yes, but we've had this conversation. Yes. And since then, I've not.
Okay, and the only thing I just want to know is, like, before you tell someone, let me know so I can be prepared for their reaction. Okay?
All right, then.
I'm not, like, the only thing I'm, like, I want to talk to my therapist about is, like, maybe telling my close friend group at work. Because we're all taking a girls' trip. It's three other girls in their 20s. And I want to talk to my therapist about telling other people. Because I don't know if, like, that's a part of me. Or, like, if I'm just being influenced by you to tell people because you're telling people. So, I don't know. So, I'll talk with her because I have a therapy appointment this weekend.
So, do we both? Is it both individuals?
No, it's just me. I don't know if you do.
Huh. Well, anyway,
but you need one, because we discussed this today. Adam needs to see a therapist by himself instead of couples therapy. I think that you need to focus on yourself more.
Yeah, I mean, because most of mine ends up being, like, couples therapy. Like, my individual sessions end up being couples therapy.
Yeah, which it shouldn't be. It should be about you, okay?
See.
All right. So, last topic we want to discuss, guys, is sexual incompatibility. So, sometimes when we go on these little dates and trysts with these other people, there's a component that doesn't quite match with our own. You know, like, for example, I went on this playdate with this guy. And, like, he seemed pretty nice. And, like, we started making out. And I knew immediately that we were not kissing compatible.
You just didn't like the way he kissed.
I didn't like the way he kissed. And he didn't like the way I kissed. And it was just fucking weird.
Are you talking about J Word?
No. Music teacher. Okay. Anyways, I met this guy. And, like, I could tell, like, we were not kiss compatible. And
that's happened a few times now.
Yeah, it's happened like twice to me now. Like, it's just, I guess we're just not compatible, and that's totally fine. But
it still sucks because, like, there's always that excitement and that buildup going into these playdates, mm-hmm. and then, like, that happens, and you're just like, well, fuck.
Yeah, kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, like, it goes back to, like, they're just not you. And it kind of sucks.
Full disclosure, when it comes to kissing, I am the GOAT. If you don't know what that means, it means the greatest of all time.
Yep. Greatest of all time.
Which I really think that should be you having that title. But because you have, like, the fucking softest lips.
I moisturize every day.
And, like, some guy even told you, like, that you bite. Like, mm-hmm. you use too much teeth or something. Mm-hmm. But, like, I like that. I mean, for fuck's sake, on our first night in my car, we went to Walmart, okay? Like, the first time we ever hung out, we go to fucking Walmart, okay? Because you were graduating, you wanted to get some shit for your cap and gown. Mm-hmm. And we started making out in the car after we got back from Walmart. And, like, we were making out. I don't know how the fuck I knew to make the first move, because that was so uncharacteristic of me. And
love it.
So we start making out, and Kelly just starts biting my lip in, like, the most perfect way. You know, that real sexual way where, like, you just playfully bite their lip, and, like, it just gives you, like, a raging boner. Okay, so Kelly did that a couple times, and I pull away, and I'm like, look, if you continue to do that, we're gonna, like, I think I said something along the lines, what I meant was, like, we're gonna go fuck.
Yeah.
And so we start making out again. And you just continue to bite my lip. And, like, the very next time that you bite my lip, I shit you not, I think I stood right up and was like, all right. Or sat right up. I was like, all right, let's go.
And turn on the car.
Yeah, turn on the car. Went and got some condoms and some, you wanted a batillo de agua.
Wanted some water. And thirsty.
Yeah.
Get it? I was thirsty.
So.
Yeah. Yes. Good times.
Love so, it. Yeah. Did I just go on a tangent? What was my
sexual incompatibility?
Oh, right. And so, like, for me, like, I enjoy you biting my lip. Mm-hmm. This other gentleman
did not like me biting him. He said I used too much teeth. But in my defense, like, he's not moving his fucking lips. It's like kissing a cardboard wall, okay? Like, you are very attractive, sir, but I need you to be dominant or do something.
Well, you also just, said, like he was there. Too, like, not submissive or dominant, but he just, like, he wouldn't make a move.
Yeah, he wouldn't make a move. I had to make all the moves, which I like sometimes, but, like, I need you to move, too.
It
like,
just plays more into the you're not sexually compatible.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But, which kind of, that kind of made me remember a topic that I wanted to talk about, or, like, a bullet point, I guess, if you will, that I wanted to talk about from my playdate experience with this female. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes the nerves and the excitement and everything can cause you to be blind to the fact that you don't really have that connection. Mm-hmm. And so the second time I went back and had that playdate, it was, like, it was good, but it just, there was, like, it was just pure sex. Like, it was, like, there was nothing else to it, mm-hmm. and it wasn't as enjoyable. Like, it, like, he asked me if I liked it. I was like, yeah, it was good. Like, the sex was good, but, like, I don't want to say, like, emotional, like, anything, but, like, the connection yeah. just wasn't there. There wasn't, it was just, like,
P and V.
Yeah, pump and dump.
Yeah.
At its finest. And, like, it was just meaningless, which is, you know, okay, but at the same time, like, it's just, it wasn't, like, I don't know, I guess I prefer the connection to be there. Mm-hmm. So my point is like, sometimes the energy and excitement can blind you to the fact that there's not really a connection. Mm-hmm. So the first time it's okay, but or might be great, but the second time or later on, mm-hmm. it's just nothing.
Yeah.
So, you understand?
Yeah, I get it. Which comes to my next point.
Which is, you love me?
I love you. One more aspect of sexual incompatibility. When their dick... It's just not...
What you want.
What I want, or what... Yeah, what I want, okay? I don't want...
We have to be positive and not body shame people.
I'm trying not to body shame people, because that's what God gave you, and I'm not a Jesus person, but that's what you got stuck with at birth. I'm sorry. But, like...
I mean, like, for some people...
Compatible with
what you...
Yeah. Want or need, because I don't want you to smash your... penis against my vagina hole and me kind of fake it basically for like 30 minutes, because that's just...
I feel like we should like redo this whole like little point.
Okay.
And start off with something along the lines of like, his dick was not what you were wanting or hoping.
Or expecting.
You expected it.
I did expect it, actually.
And kind of like...
And that's fine.
Hold on. Losing it. It wasn't what you were wanting, and you ended up faking it because he didn't know how to do anything.
Yes, pleasure okay. me in other ways.
Okay, so.
Yes.
Start it. So say that brings you to your next point.
So that brings me to my next point.
I'm going to give you a countdown.
So that brings me to my next point, that sometimes we are just not sexually compatible, and like, if we're not, that's perfectly fine. Like, I don't mind it at all. But I guess I just don't want to be able to, like, fake my experience with you. I want to be genuine and not...
Like, you don't want to be forced into faking it.
Yeah, right? I don't want to be forced into faking it.
Well, why were you faking it with this one guy?
Because his penis was not what... Actually, it's what I was expected. Like, before this play date, I knew... Because he didn't send any dick pics, and guys are usually like, look at my dick! And he didn't send any dick pics, and I just had a feeling, like, it probably wasn't gonna be...
What you were wanting?
What I was wanting.
And so you get there.
I get there.
And you were right with your expectations.
I was correct with my expectations, and...
But you also said, like, he couldn't really...
Pleasure me in other ways to make up for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up faking the entire encounter, and I just didn't like that.
Which, for you, it sucked because you thought it was pretty hot. Like, and I think I saw him at the club that one night when we were all there.
Yeah.
And I think I saw him, and I was like, babe, since when do you like meatheads?
He's pretty decently built. had a nice, affluent job.
Not that there's anything wrong with being a meathead. It's just Kelly's typically into dad bods.
I like everyone, okay? Anyways, the only positive thing about that encounter was he had the cutest fucking cat in the world. She was so precious.
She went there for the D, but fell in love with the pussy.
Yes. So, yeah, but like we said, sexual incompatibility, it's a thing. So, just be aware of it and learn how to be mindful of those situations. So, yeah.
She has her legs on my lap. Her sexy little legs.
Okay. Outro. Okay.
All right. So, website. Check it out. Let us know. You can email us on there, or you can email us at nakedrelationshippodcast@gmail.com. But please check out our website. Let us know what you think. Read our blog posts. We're going to be coming out with more. And follow us on social media. All of it is TNR Podcast. So facebook.com/TNR Podcasts. All these are plural. And so we'll have a link for Double Date Nation in the description below. They're like, they're a website for swingers, and the entire layout, the user experience, user interface, everything about it is just way more modern than anything that's out there right now. So check them out, and that's going to do it. Again, I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
Sexy, feisty. All right.
Bye.
Adios.